Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
You guys familiar with Project Veritas?
Yeah. They do a lot of good work, but they always have the crappiest audio ever. I mean, you can't. What's going on here? But yes, lots of whistleblower after whistleblower after whistleblower. It's good stuff.
Well, they've got a new one that came out yesterday. It's a 13-minute long video. We're not going to play the 13 minutes, but there's like a little, you know, they put together, I don't know, 2 minutes in advance or 2.5 minutes in advance of the video, quick summary. I've taken that, edited out the curse words that do appear in this particular clip. It is undercover video, and what they've got is a whistleblower that works for the federal government, for the Department of
Health and Human Services.
And she's coming out now, and she's saying there's a huge cover-up. So, Peekless, it's good that you're here tonight, because you were giving us some of the numbers from the VAERS system over the weekend.
It's up to like 13,000 right now, right?
Oh, it's, well, I mean, it depends on how you count it, because I think the most valuable and useful numbers are the U.S.-only numbers.
Right.
Because this is a U.S. system, after all.
But I was surprised there were worldwide numbers.
Right, right. But, I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Like, I mean, so I was showing Captain the chart, and I'm like, okay, I think this pretty much sums it up. And he's like, well, wait, where's the data? Because it's a chart showing like all of the deaths of every vaccine that's been reported to the system from 1990 when it was instituted to
now. Right.
And it's just it's like a flat
line. Like a flat line, like, and all of a sudden, 2020.
Like if you look real close, there is a little yellow bar across, and then suddenly, boom.
So here is the audio. Let's get into it.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
Has he got promyocarditis?
Yes.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
What patient was she referring to?
She was referring to that patient, that 30-something-year-old patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
And as it turns out, in a lot of cases, it's not being reported.
Mm-mm.
And whether it's a conspiracy or whether it's, as I believe later in the video, in the full video that I'm not going to play here, because this kind of gives you the gist, it's enough to give you an idea. You can go and see it for yourself as long as it hasn't been taken down yet. But one of the things that is said later is it takes a half hour to fill out one of these VAERS reports. And we've talked about how a lot of these hospitals, like a lot of places, a lot of businesses, are low on staff. They don't have a lot of people.
I have some nuts and bolts on the ground issues firsthand, not secondhand. I have a offspring we'll call Joe, and he's a licensed nursing assistant at a very, very large hospital in New Hampshire. And he's also now a nursing student for registered nurse in Concord. And so at Hospital A, the very, very large hospital, is requiring vaccines, of course, and he has submitted a religious exemption, and so far it's been denied, and they've gone through 2 or 3 rounds, so that's Hospital A. Hospital B is affiliated with the nursing school, but is not actually the nursing school itself. It is the nursing school farms out some of its education to the Hospital B, and Hospital B has stated that they require vaccines now as well. He applied with a religious exemption, but they said that the format of his paperwork was incorrect. They wanted a PDF instead of a JPEG. And they escalated today, and basically they've actually asked for his badges back. The hospital has, not the school, and dismissed him from the clinicals program.
Wow.
So the question at this point is, what are the alternatives from a legal point of view, or from a nuts and bolts? How do we get past this? Because obviously he's just been dismissed from clinicals. They now have this this new program where they want unlicensed licensed nursing assistants. In other words, they want assistance for the licensed nursing assistants
mm-hmm.
that aren't necessarily licensed. They're so desperate for bodies that they have another rung beneath the licensed nursing assistant, which I believe is the bottom rung already in the licensed medical profession.
You're saying they want to hire people who've never even gone to medical school. They just want, like, runners, basically paid interns, people that'll go and get a thing and bring it to a place, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, licensed nursing assistant is like a 4 to 6 week course,
mm-hmm.
and that is like the lowest level of licensure in the medical profession right now in the mm-hmm. United States. Then they have like licensed practical nurses, and they have registered nurses, and they have bachelor's nurses and master's. So mm-hmm. licensed nursing assistants, or LNAs, are the lowest rung on the ladder inside the hospitals as far as actually contacting patients and doing anything at all medical, like mm-hmm. taking pulses, blood pressure, and things like that. Now they have this new job where they're going to have the licensed nursing assistants have unlicensed assistants. It's just mind-boggling.
You know somebody who took this thing and they were sick for a week, mm-hmm. or they couldn't move their arm, or they had to go to the emergency room because of, you know, complications. I would bet that you know more people who have been harmed or are sickened by this vaccine than you know people who actually got sick from COVID.
Ooh, now that's an interesting question.
Just think about because everyone mm-hmm. says they know someone who knows someone who died of COVID. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't. I take that back. I know one person.
Yeah.
But a person from a person. So it's way down the line. I don't personally know anybody.
Yeah, but, I don't personally know anybody.
So just think of those numbers. How many people you know took the shot, got sick for a week, versus people who got sick from COVID and were bedridden?
Well, I guess I should say Gene the Christian Anarchist, one of our listeners, supposedly died of COVID. But then again, he was also a man in his mid-70s.
Correct. So he was He was an elderly man.
He was off.
He died. Yeah. He died, and he also might have had COVID. So there you go. That's how you die from a motorcycle accident in this day and age.
And they'll say it was COVID.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Suicide, COVID.
Let's go to a little bit more of this clip here. Again, this is a 13-minute long video. I've got the first 2.5 minutes of where they kind of summarize the content here for you from Project Veritas. Again, they're interviewing a woman. She works for the Department of Health and Human Services. And this video that we're playing for you has already been taken down from both Facebook and Instagram, according to insiderpaper.com.
I know that everyone in this room is very well aware that there are a lot of people who are motivated by power over others. But that's not a compelling argument for plenty of people. But, you know, you don't have to go there. You can just be like, hey, they'll do corrupt things for money. Like, we can all accept that, right?
Yep.
That politicians and corporate overlords will do some corrupt things for money. Well, think about how much money they just stole from everyone and moved into Big Pharma to create these vaccines, to distribute these vaccines.
And more coming with booster shots.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I've got a related clip from our buddies in Australia about what they're going to be doing. They're renaming the vaccine passport a booster passport now.
You got
in
to.
Australia. Because two ain't enough for you to be compliant.
Melbourne, you citizens of Melbourne, keep doing what you've been doing.
There's been a lot of uprising.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
Right?
It's gonna happen more and more.
Some people don't like vaccines, but who doesn't like a booster?
Deanna Paris.
It just sounds good.
Registered nurse, a different person, was, again, in another undercover video with this lady, Jody O'Malley. Again, O'Malley's the woman that's come out. She's speaking with Deanna Paris, who's a registered nurse with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Paris says, quote, "It's a shame that they," meaning the government, "are not treating people with COVID like they're supposed to, like they should. I think they want people to die."
Oh, yeah.
This is what a registered nurse has to say.
Yeah.
Well, here's what the, let's see here, Daniel Andrews, one of the people there in Australia that is, of course, cracking down all over the place, and not, I don't know how restrictive all of the states are, but some of them are particularly bad there in Australia.
I've heard that there are some, it's like night and day. They're, mm-hmm. they're walking around unmasked. They don't even realize what's going on in Victoria and mm-hmm. you know, that the fact that they've been locked down for damn near a year.
Yeah, Victoria and New South Wales are two of the worst. And this is from the Victoria state.
Well, so they're left-leaning states, too. So there you go.
Here's the clip.
The left
loves
us. These
sorts of passports are designed to do exactly that. They won't be there forever. I can't say, as I stand here right now, how long it'll be on, how long it'll be a feature of things. But, you know, arguably, It won't be a vaccine passport you'll be showing in the first half of next year. It'll be your booster passport to show that you've been to have your third jab and that you've still got the protection that comes from either AstraZeneca, Moderna, or Pfizer.
So it's now a booster passport instead of a vaccine passport. So already changing the language, moving the goalposts. Mm-hmm. And he actually claims that this isn't going to go on forever. Really? Why wouldn't it?
I actually didn't quite catch that because the accent, whether it was won't or might. Did he say this might go on forever?
He said it won't go on forever, but he can't say for how long it will go on. There's a greater number of people who are posting on various different social media saying they are buying a house, looking for a house, looking to make the move, making the move, in the planning stages. So there's a lot of people now mm-hmm. that maybe they hadn't taken the Free State Project and this migration, this New Hampshire freedom migration, seriously before. They're taking it seriously now because they are surrounded by people who believe that masks and mandates are making them free. They believe that those chains that we see are chains are actually helpful, that they're beneficial.
Yeah. Well, freedom is slavery, don't you know?
Security. Yeah. That's the key. They'll give it up for a little bit of safety.
Oh, but they're getting freedom. See,
intentionally enslave myself is to be really free.
But if they just do what they're told, then they can go out to eat.
Oh yeah.
Then they can go out to the movies. Then they can go out to the theater.
And they never see that. And they never see the goalpost that keeps just moving down the field. It's going to move again, guys. It's going to move. There's going to be a fourth jab.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
It's only going to be 2 weeks.
Look at Israel.
Yes,
they're already on their fourth shot. Yeah. It's coming. Yeah.
It's coming until you stand up
and say no.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and that's the thing. Like I hear all of these stories about people who move down to Texas, move down to Florida, and they're like, "Man, this is not what I thought it was going to be."
Believe it or not, New Zealand police in Auckland, which is locked down at the moment.
Level 4, whatever that means.
I think it was level 3. But anyway, we can get into what that means here in a moment. And
terror threat level orange.
To the New York Post's credit, they had a little bit of fun with this one. The chickens came home to roost. Two men have been accused of foul play.
Oh, come on.
After being caught trying to enter New Zealand's largest city with a huge stash of KFC in the trunk of their car in violation of COVID-19 lockdown rules, according to The Guardian. Police were on patrol Sunday on the outskirts of Auckland when they noticed, quote, a suspicious-looking vehicle traveling on a gravel road, and upon seeing the police car, the vehicle did a U-turn and sped off, trying to evade the police, according to a police spokesbureaucrat.
Those darn suspicious-looking vehicles.
They pulled it over. Well, at this point, any vehicle is suspicious if it's not a police vehicle because it's lockdown, right?
Correct.
You're not supposed to be out there. Vehicle was searched and police located cash, approximately 100,000 New Zealand dollars, which is about 70,000 U.S., alongside empty ounce bags and a large amount of takeaways. Takeaways, probably their terminology for takeout food.
Takeout food.
When I first read this, I thought, ounce bags? Are they weed dealers? No, they were probably ouncing out mashed potatoes.
I mean, it's one thing to take some drugs for some drug dealers. I mean, there's some people who really feel strongly about that. But these guys stole food.
Right.
From some gang mm-hmm. associates. That's what they called them by the New Zealand police.
And you
them
know
gang
they went and they ate it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just like they did.
Of course.
And they,
that's destruction of evidence.
And they've still got the money, too. How do you like that?
$100,000. Yeah.
You think the gang associates going to get that back?
I can't imagine anyone wanting their face in a picture of this particular haul.
Nope.
Cause like getting your face in, there's a bunch of AK-47s or there's a bunch of cocaine and heroin. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I took this down, but it's like, I don't think you actually want a permanent record of you having done this.
This is what it's come to though. I mean, this is the level. I mean, this is maximum level of absurdity right here. I mean, it's just insane.
We have literally entered an episode of South Park.
Yeah.
Actually, I take that back. It's South Park is funny. This is more Black Mirror because this is serious.
Yeah, there are people going to prison over this problem.
They're going to prison. These cops are you're destroying lives. The cops who are enforcing these laws, lockdown
what
laws.
What are you in for?
Where I can't
take out.
I can't open my gym because of some dumb rule.
students die in. Have you ever heard of a die in before?
D-Y-E?
D-I-E. You've heard of a sit-in, right? Where people go, protesters go into like an office of a politician and
Is this where they go out in the street and just lay down?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right.
I've seen right. these knuckleheads do it.
I was thinking final scene of Life of Brian, Monty Python's Life of Brian. We are the Judean People's Front! Suicide Squad attack! Stab themselves in the chest. That showed them, huh?
So a sit-in is where you go into like a politician's office and sit. And then eventually they call the cops and everybody gets, you know, forcibly removed from that situation. A die-in is where people lay down and pretend to be dead for some sort of political statement. So what do you think that college students at Iowa City, the school is, let's see here, I don't know what it is offhand. Iowa City, the Pentacrest is wherever the hell this is happening. So that's like the specific location on, I believe, the campus. UI.
My guess
University of Iowa.
My guess is they are dying for the planet, because the planet itself is dying. It's being killed.
Good guess.
My guess is insufficient restrictions for COVID.
You've read the story.
No.
No, that's exactly what it is.
No.
That only makes sense.
I did go to college, and then I stopped.
Protesters took turns at the megaphone sharing their experiences, both as instructors and students. Rob Asher, an MFA student in theater arts, spoke about the first day of class last week. Quote, "In the rhetoric department, I come in, and there's not a single student wearing a mask. That ain't right. I go into my classroom. If it's a good day, half of my students are wearing a mask. There's a football game this weekend. That's a super spreader and a half."
Oh, well, I laugh, but I'm. This makes me so sad.
It's sick.
I wonder if that football game is going to be another one of those where a chant of F Joe Biden breaks out. Have you heard about that?
Oh yeah, all across the country. Mm-hmm. It's the new football chant meme, for sure. Wow. F Joe Biden. What do we want? F Joe Biden.
According to the story here, the mayor of the city that I guess the University of Iowa is located in issued a mask mandate on August 19th for Iowa City in response to the surge in new COVID cases caused by the spread of the Delta variant in Iowa. The mandate, which is scheduled to be in place until September 30th, requires people to wear face masks when in indoor public settings. It specifically cited the University of Iowa academic buildings and business offices among locations where masks are required. In response to the city's mask mandate, the university said in a statement, it would not change its policy of only encouraging but not requiring masks.
Have you ever tried to put like a cone, like, you know, when your dog gets, you know, mm-hmm. has a problem with his face or something, yeah. or it chews the couch or whatever,
yeah, yeah.
and you put the cone around their neck and he doesn't want that damn thing on his neck because that's mm-hmm. horrible. And he does the backwards walk where he's trying to get it off.
But all these people, the people like at this college that want more and more restrictions, who are ultimately going to be the very same daycare workers and or teachers and or, you know, influencers that are, you know, shoving these ideas and masks down people's throats.
Well, and here's the fundamental issue. Like, what we are using to connect with other human beings is these institutions. We are forming our relationships in our communities around things like colleges and schools mm-hmm. when we should just get in touch with other human beings that actually share our perspectives and our beliefs.
Absolutely.
Well, you had to convince a lot of people to learn the guy right across the street from him. You know, mm-hmm. I don't even know all my neighbors' names, and I understand this, but I mean, most people, it's work, work, work. They maybe know their coworkers, right. and they go home and they get on, they watch that reality television. And they pay them bills. But go out in the street and actually what, have like a party with your neighbors or something?
Right.
Unheard of.
Well, and I can tell you the few times that I've actually seen it done, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
You find out your neighbors have something in common with you. He's like, I didn't, you were three houses down and we're both doing the same. We had the same hobbies.
If it's that important to you, if you really are so worried that you're going to die every time you go to class and it's causing you anxiety, then sign up for one of these New England colleges like Quinnipiac University.
Uh-oh.
According to ReclaimTheNet.org, it is a private institution, apparently, in Hamden, Connecticut, and it will be punishing students with fines and loss of internet for not complying with the school's vaccination rules. Universities across the nation have been adopting vaccination mandates and punishing students, as Quinnipiac University, according to their newspaper, unvaccinated students will be punished with a weekly fine of $100 to start. The fee will then increase by $25 every week until it hits a maximum of $200 per week. So you're talking about $800 per month at least for these students that choose not to be vaccinated. For the entire semester, total fines could add up to $2,275. Unvaccinated students will also risk the loss of Wi-Fi internet access.
There's where you get you.
Yeah.
You seem to have entirely too much access to information, which has caused you to not get a vaccine.
So we will take your money, and we will take your internet.
Right. Dave Mustaine, by the way, from Megadeth, has come out against the COVID tyranny.
Okay, good.
So we are seeing, you know, some people are finally coming out.
Eric Clapton.
Clapton's been out for a while.
He actually got the shots.
Yes,
and he regretted it. Absolutely. He couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can play guitar anymore.
He's worried that he won't be able to, last I read.
But, so there are people who of influence who have come right out and says, you guys need to think about this. You need to really seriously think about it and stop taking advice from a snake oil salesman like Fauci, because, I mean, he's in it for the money. He's got patents on all this.
It's good to see at least some people are not considering their career and remaining silent while we sink into the worst tyranny mankind's ever seen. Yeah.
And Dave Mustaine called it out at a recent concert in Camden, New Jersey. According to Rolling Stone, he stopped toward the end of the concert before their last song and said, I just want to tell you how great it is. Look around you guys. Look to your right. Look to your left. And look how wonderful this is. We're all here together. We're not in effing bags. We're not freaking out. And we're not yelling at people. Wear your effing mask, he told the crowd. And continued saying, listen, it starts with this kind of a sensation that we build right now. We feel together. We feel like strength in numbers. We feel like we're invincible. People will not be able to stop us. He said further, this thing going on right now is tyranny.
The powers that be, the Chinese authoritarians, and there's a lot of them, feel that they would like to basically rejuvenate their country man it up a bit. And the girly men, the effeminates, especially these influencers, a lot of these pop stars, some of the older, Xi Jinping types, feel that they're mislabeling the country. So anyways, this from, where is this from? Newser.com. China's government banned effeminate men on TV and told broadcasters Thursday to promote revolutionary culture.
What?
Broadening a campaign to tighten control over businesses and society and enforce official morality, per the Associated Press.
Hold on, they're doing what with revolutionary culture?
They are promoting it. They're broadening a campaign to tighten control over business and society. And
they're bringing back socialism.
And enforce official morality. And girly men are bringing it all down.
That seems backward to me.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not progressive.
If I were an authoritarian a-hole, I would definitely not promote rebellion in my media.
They're not promoting rebellion.
Then what did I mishear here?
They are trying to, and in the opinion of President Xi, he thinks they are immoral, girly men.
They're not outlawing girly men at this point, although that may come. They may have re-education camps eventually. This could be the beginning of something really scary.
And with China, that is not a far drop.
Yeah, it's not hard to believe that they would do that at all. But you can see where they are coming from in that they probably believe that by putting these people on television, like let's say K-pop, for instance, I'm pretty sure they've got Chinese pop groups as well. I don't know 100%, but that's kind of a thing over in Asia. There's J-pop, there's K-pop, so there must be Chinese pop groups, right? So a lot of these guys, they all look like gay boys. You know, there's no like roughneck K-pop groups.
Wait, what about Baby Metal? Aren't they pretty rough looking?
Those are girls.
No, the actual musicians.
Oh, the musicians, they're all masked, so it's hard to really know.
Slipknot style?
Yeah.
So there you go. They probably do like girly boys, but they...
Who knows?
Hey, they're rough.
They can play.
They're rough music, so we gotta we gotta go all total Slipknot
they
on this
They can shred,
thing.
So that's all good. But, you know...
This is a direct outgrowth of the new socialist man, quote-unquote, that, like, you tried to make people cookie-cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And by making people cookie-cutter, you took away their individuality. And part of individuality is figuring out how masculine or feminine you're going to be. Masculine and or feminine. Because you might be like, you know, a real brute that also raises kids. So, whatever.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more. All for free at freetalklive.com.